Let's go eat something or maybe have something to drink. Our buddy Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, joins us this morning. His job is to keep us up to date on places to check out and things to check out. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Bill.
All right, a couple stories this week, and you can follow Mark on Twitter, mbona30. See him, of course, in the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Let's go to a little bistro you found for us in Rocky River. Tell me about it.
Yeah, this is a big deal. You know, people talk about how many restaurants fail within their first year, and the number is always, it's very high. It's a majority. It's around 75%.
It's risky.
Now we've got one that's just marked 10 years. It's in the process of marking 10 years.
Wow.
Tartine Bistro, French casual, French-American casual cuisine in Rocky River. Owners Dean Valor and his wife Anna Ferguson Valor running a really, really nice place. And I had a really nice interview with him last week, and he really credits, among other things, he and his wife have a big passion for food and wine and travel, and it really filters into the restaurant. But he really credits the brother team, Michael and BJ Grieve. Michael is the chef. BJ is the GM. They're both very well trained. They've been around, both from Willoughby. And, you know, it's neat to see a restaurant like this consistently do well because, as you know, I mean, restaurants come and go, fads come and go,
sure,
trends come and go, all of this. But Tartine has done a great job. They're going to be having, to kind of cap it off, they're going to be having a celebration on August 11th with a bunch of specials and giveaways. Mm-hmm. They're going to even bring back some first-year recipes, and it's a lot of fun. But, you know, this is a big milestone for any restaurant, especially one in our area that has such a niche in the culinary scene.
You know what? I am sure I've been by it many times. I've never eaten there. It's in that Old River Shopping on Detroit Road.
Right.
Is
it's a busy area, tucked right in there, really nice, well-kept area. So they've got a nice, steady clientele that keeps coming back. They've added brunch. They've done some other things. And, I had a fun time talking to Dean for my story.
Well, 10 years, you're doing something right. So congratulations, Tartine Bistros in Rocky River. Okay, let's move over to another story. Talk to me about Collision Bend and canning.
I love this story because there's a mobile canning outfit, Ironheart Canning. They have a big division out here run by a local guy, BJ Solomon, out in Amherst.
Yeah.
They bring in this mobile canning unit to breweries that don't have their own dedicated canning line. And I do this story probably about once a year, and I have to say it never gets old. We just geek out on seeing these beers and this assembly line of beers being filled, the tops being capped, the crating, everything done by, you know, about half a dozen or eight guys working the line, working together. I really enjoy it. So this is a big deal because this Collision Bend's only been open about a year. Initially, they really just wanted to kind of make beer for several restaurants in the area, the Zach Brule restaurants, a few other places.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're canning Lake Erie Sunset, a really delicious summer sipper, a Kolsch, great style this time of year. You know, they're out in the flats East Bank, so you can have one and sit on the patio and watch the ships and other folks roll by. But they've rolled this out. They canned it on last week. It's already up for sale, and it's going to be available in Hyman's as well. So it's a neat thing that they've started this. They're making great beer. Luke Purcell is the brewer there, straight out of a long stint at Great Lakes Brewing Company. So it's really cool to see. You know, anytime a brewery calls me and says, "Hey, Mark, we're going to be canning this week. You want to come down? I'm down there in the shot." I love it.
Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. All right, one more here. It is August. Yes, I know the footballs are flying, and we want to talk about chili. Tell me about the chili cook-off at Rivals.
Rival Sports Grill in Middleburg Heights this is amazing. You know, they've been around about 11 years. Their 10th annual Rivals Chili Cook-Off is set for Saturday, September 15th. Now they're over there on Smith Road.
Mm-hmm.
This is a beneficiary that raises money for Make-A-Wish. They give all the proceeds to this, plus a little bit of their revenue of the day as well. They raised over $12,000 last year. They're probably aiming for about $15,000 if they get decent weather. The neat thing is they bring in a lot of first responder units, firefighters, other folks to come in, make chili. The way they make their money is you pay, I think it's a $15 fee, you pay to basically for voting rights.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a judges panel. They'll have the People's Choice Awards. This year they've expanded it out. So many, this place has, Rivals has about 30 different beers on tap. This year they're bringing in a bunch of breweries who are each offering up a representative to make chili as well in a separate category. So the benefit is growing. It's doing well. It's doing well for a very good cause. I mean, Make-A-Wish, everybody knows what Make-A-Wish is about. They rate very well on Charity Navigator.
Sure.
They've done a great job for a long time. So Rival is hooked up with them again, and it's a lot of fun. And you're right. You were absolutely right to say, you know, it's summer now, but you think of chili in the fall. But before you know it, this is going to be here, and these are going to be fun events.
You better believe it. All right, mid-September, that'll be around. So, again, Collision Bend Canning. We talked about, and you want to go to Tartine's Bistro celebrating their 10 years over in Rocky River. Mark Bona, read more, Cleveland Plain Theater, cleveland.com. Some other great brunch suggestions, too, for your weekend. Follow Mark on Twitter, mbona30, always posting some great stuff. Mark, thanks, pal.
Thank you, Bill.